The New York Rising Initiative is a program that receives federal storm recovery funds allocated through the state. Essex County Board of Supervisors Chair and Town of Jay Supervisor Randy Douglas explained that the Adirondack towns of Keene and Jay have formed a committee to craft a rebuilding plan utilizing those funds.
Today is a day to reflect on where we were 2 years ago at this time, reflect on how far we have come during this time frame, and to plan for the future if another such natural disaster should decide to revisit us. We are here to kick off the New York Rising Community Reconstruction Planning Committee meetings. The committee members selected in our two communities to devise a plan to make us more resilient and stronger than ever.
Governor Cuomo joined the group in Au Sable Forks. He told the committee that the two Adirondack towns most devastated by Tropical Storm Irene, Jay and Keene, could receive millions of dollars through the New York Rising Initiative.
What the North Country needs is different than what Buffalo needs, is different than what Long Island needs. So let the North Country fashion its own solution. And that's what this is about. We have up to $3 million that Keene can qualify for, and $3 million that Jay can qualify for, $6 million in total, which can implement a vision that you have. And to the extent you can come up with a regional approach, even better. If you come up with one of the smartest regional plans that are submitted in the state, there's bonus funding where you can possibly be eligible for additional funding.
Cuomo explained that Jay and Keene must submit the plans and compete for the funds.
We're very careful how we spend taxpayer money. You don't automatically get the funding, but if you come up with a plan and a strategy that shows how you would intelligently and effectively use the funding to make the community more resilient, then they can qualify for up to $3 million.
Who makes the decision?
State. We also want to foster regional collaboration. So to incentivize that regional collaboration, on top of the, in this case, the $3 million, there's a bonus funding that the best regional collaboration plans in the state can qualify for.
Jay Keene Committee Co-Chair Vinnie McClellan noted that each New York Rising Committee will include experts in labor, hazard mitigation, zoning, economic development, transportation, public works, and emergency management.
Climate change is real, and we will be faced with a variety of challenges in the future, including more frequent floods. This is a real opportunity to help make our communities more resilient. And in the process, I think the entire region and state will benefit and be stronger.
The governor used the rebuilding of the Keene Firehouse following Tropical Storm Irene as a metaphor for how the state and communities have come together to rebuild. But he also noted another firehouse in the region has yet to be restored.
The state was helpful when it came time to rebuild the Keene Firehouse. And the state wants to be helpful in rebuilding the Upper Jay Firehouse. And Upper Jay is about $1.5 million short in their ability to replace the firehouse. And when we leave here today, Upper Jay will no longer be $1.5 million short because the state is going to contribute.
The funding for the New York Rising Initiative comes from a supplemental appropriation that was requested by New York State and approved following Hurricane Sandy for reconstruction and rebuilding. The state successfully included damage from Irene and Lee in that appropriation. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.